Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.musdglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Arnold the Dick has gone. But Murta the Meek, John the Joke Murta is still there. Sir Jim, Sir Rat, Sir Clueless. Not getting rid of this idiot out of our football club yet. Utter cluelessness from Sir Rat. Still no Dan Ashworth. God knows what's going on there. A speculation about maybe getting in Doogie Freeman. There were previous links with Paul Mitchell. But Dave Brailsford sorted it all out. Oh, by the way, Nisa doing really badly now. We're going back to normal with Sir Rat's football club. So a long way to go. Things can't really get any worse. But Manchester United are in action today against Everton. So that does mean we will have our man from Merseyside, Dennis, on. It's about 10 o'clock and I'm heading round to Dennis's prior to the game. And then we're going out for a few drinks after the game. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, that will go fine because we'll just be drinking. But who will be the happy person in regards of their football team getting the result? So I will be back with Dennis and his thoughts on the game. We'll get in before and after the match. Well, I'm here with the main man, the man from Merseyside, Everton and Liverpool, Fab Dennis. The team news, it's around 11 o'clock, the team news isn't out yet, so we will be back when the team news is out, because Dennis will want to see if his favourite player, Johnny Evans, is in the Manchester United team. But Dennis, thoughts on the game today? Manchester United versus Everton. I mean, this is a massive game for Everton. I mean, the United season's over. I mean, they've had an awful season. They can only win the FA Cup. Their league form is a joke. So, this is a much bigger game for Everton.
Well, yeah. But the pressure's on United as well, isn't it, to produce a performance because of the erratic nature of the season that you've had. But obviously, stating the obvious there, Phil, of course it's a massive game. And we need to win, really, to take the pressure off ourselves and put more on United.
Well, do you know what? There is pressure on United. I think the pressure's more on Erik ten Hag because that's who the media want to pin everything on. I'm not feeling sorry for Erik ten Hag. He has made some big mistakes, but the players are a disgrace and there's plenty of players there that shouldn't even be at the football club. Erik ten Hag, there are two players in Harry Maguire and Scott McTominay that Erik ten Hag didn't want at the football club, but the club wouldn't sell them. And then Erik ten Hag's playing them. That makes Erik ten Hag just look weak. But this is the whole point of the situation. Erik ten Hag might look weak, but if he does look weak, he'll get a nice $9 million payoff off the Sir Rat and his boys. So, I mean, Everton have got a really bad record at Old Trafford in the Premier League. They actually won their first ever Premier League match. Remember Robert Wasika scoring a goal in a 3-0 win, and then was it Brian Ruiz? Is it Brian Ruiz got the winner? I'm thinking David Moyes' first season. So is this going to be third time lucky after loads and loads of matches?
I hope so. Well, I heard the wind howling, it's cold out there, and I thought, Man United players, they lack the character, they lack a bit of resilience, so they won't fancy it, the conditions. I mean, the way you say Bruno went down, I think, after a little tackle at the Etihad last week, how embarrassing is that for United fans? You know, United players just basically chucking themselves on the floor. Even Rashford, for I think Man City's equaliser, I think, just a disgrace. Play the game, play the whistle. But they're so used to going down and getting easy free kicks. That's part of the football culture these days, I'm afraid.
So Dennis, strong words from Dennis. I mean, he has certain players that he likes and dislikes. I mean, Johnny Evans could play today. I mean, a player that I have criticised the club for buying, because that's what actually a small mid-table club, the kind of player a small mid-table club buys, an ex-player who the fans will love and will gaslight the fans because it's always Johnny Evans. But United are a small mid-table club. That's the problem. They aren't a big football club anymore. There is no football heritage at all at that football club. Remember Jose Mourinho talk about football heritage. But sadly, he's been proven correct. But your thoughts if Johnny Evans starts? I mean, I know he's one of your favourite players alongside Virgil van Dijk. So what do you think?
Well, I think at least Johnny Evans represents something of a leader that all the other players at Manchester United don't represent. That said, I think someone, if Calvert-Lewin was on his game, I think he's capable of actually giving Johnny Evans the runaround in terms of agility and strength. But overall, Johnny Evans has been a good player. You talk him down. But actually, like Ferguson and like Keane pointed out in a video that I saw yesterday, some of Ferguson's decisions were a disgrace, where he's putting his own family in terms of Darren and his wife and brother and scouts and all of this, looking after his own rather than letting players like Johnny Evans and others go by.
I mean, calling out Alex Ferguson, I mean, Dennis, to be fair to Dennis, he is a man that is willing to say his piece. But I have one question for Dennis, actually two questions. I mean, we know he supports Everton and Liverpool. Why do you hate Man United?
I love United. I live next to the ground. I always will you on against when it's a neutral game. So you just distort the reality. I don't hate any team.
As always with Dennis, very good when need be. Apparently he's got a reputation to hold up, allegedly. But anyway, we will be back when the team news comes out and thoughts and processes. Dennis has mentioned it. Maybe that is what's going to happen. Dominic Calvert-Lewin versus Johnny Evans. Could be very interesting. But we'll be back with the team news in around half an hour's time. Come on. FYI, he doesn't like Man United. Team news is in. I'm going to give you Everton. I don't normally give the away team, but we do have our man from Merseyside and Everton and Liverpool fan, Dennis. Well, Everton's team is Pickford, Myelenko, Branthwaite, Tarkowski, Godfrey, Twit, but A instead of I, Onana, Garner, Decore, McNeil, Harrison, Beto. United's team is out. It looks like it's the same team as last week. Onana in goal. Onana's making saves and getting credit for it. Shock horror. He's a goalkeeper, for heaven's sake. He should be doing the basics. It's ridiculous. The standards at this football club are an absolute joke. But apparently it was all David De Gea's fault. Ridiculous. Sold because of his wage, more than because of his performance. And that's the reason why Varane will probably leave in the summer and probably Casemiro. Because it's all their fault. Oh, let's look at their passport, not British. Shock horror. Back for Dalot, Lindelof at the fullbacks probably. Varane and Evans. So we don't get the Evans, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, but I will ask Dennis about Evans and Beto. Because apparently Everton played really well last week against West Ham, for what people are telling me. If you just look at the result, 3-1, doesn't look good. But apparently they were the better team for pretty much the majority of the game, and West Ham did a smash and grab. But that can happen in football. Midfield, it's probably Mainoo, Casemiro, McTominay. And then Fernandes, Garnacho and Rashford. So they're probably setting up similar to how they did against Manchester City. But will they be able to do what they did against Manchester City, actually having the ball? Because it'll be interesting to see how Everton actually play today, whether they're going to sit back like you would expect or whether they're going to have a bit of a go. But Fulham gave them a good template, basically. But United players need to be up for it and need to be ready for the fight. I'm just going to get Dennis on in a moment for his thoughts. So, Dennis, nowhere Evans and Calvert-Lewin, but Evans and Beto. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Beto's strength is his strength, to state the obvious. But to me, I hope he proves me wrong, but his football intelligence lets him down. Not brilliant, but maybe Sean Dyche has got some sort of strategy in mind.
Can I just ask then, is his football intelligence better or worse than Marcus Rashford's? Because his is bad.
I think it's worse.
It must be bad.
Yeah, it is. I'll give you an example against Aston Villa. He was in a dangerous situation in the penalty area of Villa. And he literally pushed the opposing defender. Just blatant. And you couldn't believe it. Why would you do that in those situations where you're putting a defender under pressure and make it easy?
But is it the plan from Sean Dyche to, soften up the Manchester United central defenders, for then Dominic Calvert-Lewin to come on and to score a dramatic winner?
Possibly. I mean, but the problem you have with the Sean Dyche setup is that it's probably going to be intending to stifle United's creativity and to hit you on the break. You know, I'm a bit bored of that approach now, really. I feel like, why not take the game to the opposition? Particularly when, you know, teams like Fulham have done that and actually done well. So the method of just actually not conceding isn't good enough for me anymore. Use the most. And the game's about scoring goals, not just stopping them at the other end.
I mean, from my point of view, I mean, I think that method does work when you're playing against better football sides, but United are just not a good football side at all. And as I say, people can talk about, I mean, remember everybody in February getting so up, oh, look, we're winning matches, look at Rasmus. I mean, when you rely on Rasmus Højlund, Garnacho, Kobbie Mainoo, those are the players we're talking about that have been our best players this season. Those other players should be embarrassed about the performance, but you know what? They're not, because they paid massive wages, because the football club is an absolute joke. But anyway, we've got to go, because obviously we'll have to speak post-match. Dennis, prediction. What do you think? You're thinking Everton win, aren't you?
I'm going to be brave and say 2-1 Everton.
There we go. Dennis has gone big. He hates Man United, but to be fair to him this time, I think this is like a prediction from what he has seen and watched from Manchester United and of Everton. And, you know, Fulham went to Old Trafford and fully deserved their 2-1 win. People will say, oh, it was a last kick goal that United were charging forward. But Fulham should have been 2 or 3 up at that stage. They were miles the better side because United just weren't up for it and the players were a disgrace. And to be honest, Erik ten Hag just stood on the sidelines and didn't do anything. That's where it doesn't help him. He's not the biggest problem at the club. Clearly the players are, and anybody should be up for selling, and it not always shouldn't necessarily be individualized, but it's clear that players should have gone this summer already and weren't allowed to go. I mean, who's going to bid 30 million for Scott McTominay next summer? Anyone with a brain will not bid that. So United have put themselves in the mire, and Everton, Dennis is positive about Everton's opportunity today. It's up to United and their weak mentality players to step up to the plate and make sure a 2-1 result for Everton does not happen. We'll be back post-match. One of us will be happy. One of us won't be happy because if it's a draw, I definitely won't be happy. So, and obviously, if United lose, I won't be happy. And Dennis, well, he'll have a big grin on his face, which we won't see, but he will. But hopefully, that will not happen. It'll be me with a smile on my face. What's the score going to be? Well, my prediction is I'm going to go 2-1 to Man United. That's my prediction. So we shall see, and we'll be back post-match. So back at Dennis's, he's calmed down a little bit, but it's finished. Manchester United 2, Everton 0. The tail of the tape, basically, an average Manchester United performance, Everton missing chances, and basically, the two goals should actually go down as own goals for Tarkowski and Ben Godfrey, who's a twit, actually with an A instead of an I, because he is an absolute gob. I'll say it, an absolute gobshite anyway. It goes back to a match from a few seasons ago. But giving away ridiculous penalties, really. United did have some opportunities, but just as usual, were too greedy and didn't actually put the crosses in. I mean, basically, United's best player, I would actually say, on the day probably was Garnacho. But I would actually say, again, another Rolls-Royce performance from Varane, but he didn't seem to get any credit from the crowd because Johnny Evans got the credit. I mean, the clapping when Johnny Evans went off. As I said, Manchester United are a mid-table to bottom-table team. A poor performance. Everton, poor in regards that they couldn't actually take their opportunities. And as I say, the two penalties were just ridiculous. Oh, Fernandes and Rashford put the penalties away, by the way. But I do have Dennis here. He wants to have his say. Apparently, he got kicked out the pub or something like that at half time. Is that the case, Dennis?
No, you believe anything, Phil. I was exaggerating.
But you did leave at half time, though, didn't you?
Yeah, because I wanted to listen to it on the radio.
I want to listen to it on the radio. But anyway, thoughts on the game?
Yeah, poor. I mean, it says more about United than it does about Everton. They were just poor. I mean, shocking tackles for the two pens. Can't complain about the decisions, but we just poor challenges, poor decision making. But United's been poor. You know, it's until you see for yourself week in, week out, fans can't be happy with that. And, you know, the most animated you get Ten Hag off the benches when he's shouting for pens, because the general play isn't producing goals. The man needs to go. He's not good enough.
Dennis calls it. He says Ten Hag should go. I mean, I think there was a third pen. Malenko might as well have rolled the ball into the back of the net. Rubbish, rubbish. And I tell you why, because that was on the halfway line. The referee gives a handball. He made his second movement to the ball. He didn't fall over, but he made his second movement to the ball, and that should have been a penalty as well. Obviously, there was a later penalty, but Rashford ran offside. Rashford's done what he needed to do. He scored against Man City. He'll probably put in a half decent performance against Liverpool next week. Maybe score a goal. Try and look as if he's putting in some effort. I'm sorry, in the second half, because he wasn't receiving the ball, he didn't do anything. And as I say, there's something going on between him and Garnacho. They don't pass to each other. I have no idea who the... Is it Benny McCarthy's the attack coach at United? He's a joke, because let me tell you this, there is no structure whatsoever in that attacking part of the pitch. The midfield was getting overrun on occasion. And as Dennis says, if Everton had been better and better with the ball, although, as I say, against West Ham, from what I've been told, it was pretty similar last week. Everton didn't take their opportunities, and then West Ham took theirs with the two late goals. So what now for Everton then, Dennis?
It's a long time for the next game. 30th of March, I think, next game, Bournemouth away. Tough fixture when you can't score goals. Thankfully, Luton are getting beat at the moment. So as long as we keep that five-point buffer, it gives us something to build on.
So Everton, like Man United, having to look at other people's results, that's not a good thing. And obviously with a possible points deduction coming, things could get worse for Everton. And finally, what next for Manchester United for the rest of the season?
I don't know. Just seem to lack quality, don't you? Obviously, Garnacho seems to be the main man. People talking him up, what a great player he is. I think it was just poor defending rather than great play. But they gave the ball away so many times, letting Everton in. But like you said, if Everton could have just be clinical in front of goal, then you wouldn't be in this position.
Well, there's Dennis. He's that's quite calm for him. He's not a big fan of Manchester United, as we know. I mean, next week, it's another one of your teams, Liverpool, playing Manchester United. Do you want to come in with an early prediction for that one?
I think probably Liverpool beat them on form, based on what I'm seeing. Like you said it yourself, no structure. Who's Benny McCarthy?
I think he's the attack. I don't know what he does. He seems to just stand around and do nothing from what I'm seeing with the attacking situation, because nobody passes each other. And the other disgrace there, see, this is why managers can get themselves sacked. Erik ten Hag, for whatever reason, didn't bring Ahmed on. He brought on Antony. Stop bringing on Antony. He's not good enough. You should only bring him on if he's your last opportunity. Why is Ahmed not getting opportunities? And as I say, managers can sack themselves. I do have a conspiracy theory that Ten Hag will be quite happy to be sacked. He'll get paid £9 million and he will get another job somewhere easily. He's liked in Germany. Obviously, you get a job back in the Netherlands. So, I mean, who brings Antony on ahead of Ahmed? It's absolutely ridiculous. So, final salvo from Dennis. Firstly, will Everton stay up?
Yes.
And where will Manchester United finish? Well, you obviously don't think they'll win the FA Cup because you think they'll get beat next week. But where will they finish in the league? They're sixth at the moment.
Probably 10th, I'd imagine, somewhere around there, because they can't put two positive results together. And basically, on that evidence today, they haven't improved at all. In fact, they've deteriorated. I know that sounds rich, that you won 2-0, but you had two penalties and the poor general play was poor.
I mean, on my phone, Dennis is down as bitter Dennis. But today, he's probably being less bitter. I mean, you watch the game, it's easy to see. And just another thing just to mention, because you know he likes me to mention him, my mate Wiltie. When I told him that Dennis predicted 2-1 to Everton, he called Dennis a fool, and then, to be fair, at Wiltie, he said it'll be 2-0 to Manchester United. And he said the ghost of Anthony Martial. Well, today's ghosts were Tarkowski and Ben Godfrey, which allowed Fernandes and Rashford to get the two goals from the penalty spot. So fair play, Wiltie. And I hope that you managed to you put that down as your Super 6 result as well, if that was one of the games. I don't do it myself. But fair play. big credit to Wiltie for that prediction. But as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musicglobal.co.uk or put various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. You'll find it on, if you stick MUFC Global in Google or your favoured search engine, I should say. There are plenty out there. Then it will come up and you can listen to a myriad of pods. I think this is 349, so 350 next week. And that will be Liverpool in the FA Cup quarterfinal at Old Trafford. It'll be a raucous atmosphere. I am at the game. We may possibly get Dennis on if he's about. He will... I don't know if he'll be wearing his... have you got a red top, Dennis? Have you got a Liverpool kit?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you caught that, but yeah. He is an Everton fan, but he is our man from Merseyside and Liverpool. He has a very big soft spot for Liverpool. Wanted them to win the 2019 Champions League final. Something I just don't understand as an Everton fan. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening. And the pod will be back next week after the Liverpool game. Well, before probably and after the Liverpool game next week. So thanks for listening. Let's see if Manchester United can actually put on a half-decent performance against Liverpool, because they're going to need to. Today's performance won't be good enough against the Liverpool side that's far better than their City counterparts. Thanks for listening. I'll say back next week after Liverpool in the FA Cup quarter-final.